when you have a scene like this and you have a lead actor who is an artist, her character's an artist, are you worried about the art you showcase in the film being believable to an audience going, ah, that's not good art? I mean, I wouldn't know whether it's good or bad. Right. I think it's really cool. But were you nervous? I think I would be as a director if I had to put art in the film of people judging the art within the art, if that makes sense.
Well, I think for us, the style of art that we chose really enhanced us because we wanted this elementary look, this idea of thinking back on your childhood. And I think that's really conveyed in the art. We actually hired an artist to come on to make all of Olympia's physical artwork in the film named Kelsey Zygmunt, who did a fantastic job. But she would do different phases of pieces. For example, you see paintings in the film that, and the work in progress. She would do like three or four different versions, all in different stages of progress. And we'd film Mackenzie like filling in the details. Mm. But I do want to say that Mackenzie does have a natural artistic ability. And I was very impressed with that. She had no problem picking up a pencil and following along the lines. I mean, she's very multi-talented.